Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Private Parts.
This is episode 180. 180, everybody. 180. How good is that?
That's it. That's that.
Yeah, pretty exciting. We are over the moon about it. I feel like I'm pretty proud of the podcast. And you know, because I'm proud of it, I feel like this is going to be a very special episode because we are going to have a very special person on the podcast.
That's mean to say about her behind her back.
No, it's not. It's a nice thing to say about my girlfriend. She is. She's a special. She's very.
You're saying that she's special.
She's a special person to me. She's a special to my heart. That's what I'm.
Oh, I thought you meant she's a bit special.
No, I'm saying she's special. We have on the podcast today, ladies and gentlemen, my girlfriend Sophie Habu. I don't know why.
Sophie,
I
where does the name Habu come from?
It's Sophie Habu.
Irish.
Her dad is not Irish. Her dad.
Sophie Habu.
Soph's dad is from.
Got Arabic roots.
He's Arabic roots.
Ah, where in Arabia?
Iraq.
Ah.
Well, hey, listen, why don't we get into the podcast? So, ladies and gentlemen, episode 180 of the podcast, super excited to announce Sophie Habu. Here we go. So before we kick things off, Francis, I just want to say I want to lay down the law on this one. Play it cool. Don't say anything stupid. Don't do anything stupid, you know, because...
I think the first law should be, you know, start off making some sense.
I'm making sense. I'm just saying I'm laying down the law. And the law is that I just don't want you to muck around on this one. This is an important podcast.
Why is it important?
Well, because, you know, she's in the room here, she's sitting right next to me, but my girlfriend's on the podcast. So just saying, don't say anything that you wouldn't say.
Hey, Francis.
Hey, what's going on, Sophie? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Living life with gold all around.
Yeah. So to all of our listeners, Francis is sitting, we're doing this across a Zoom, and Francis is sitting on Zoom with gold in the background. Is that?
Well, I was just testing out the virtual background, and this was just the only picture I had on my desktop.
Yeah, well. Oh, gold.
Golden nugget.
It's the only picture he had on his desktop.
You look like something from Pirates of the Caribbean.
What? Because he's got gold in the background.
He's found the treasure.
How does Francis look like anything from the Pirates of the Caribbean? He's wearing a blue t-shirt with Jean Jaurès sitting with headphones.
I'll tell you who does look like Pirates of the Caribbean. Jamie Lang with his new eyelash tint.
You've got eyelash tint?
No.
No.
You tinted your eyelashes.
I didn't tint my eyelashes at all. What happened was is that...
Don't lie.
Okay, fine. All right, okay. Well, listen. What happened was is that Sophie, okay, was getting her eyelashes tinted, all right? She's getting them tinted. And I got a message from her saying, by the way, someone's over at the flat tinting my eyelashes. You should get yours done.
No.
Yes.
And I
protest. I was like, no way. I would never do that. And she was like, come on, let's do it. And I was like, no, get out of here.
No, what actually happened, right, was you booked the eyelash tint and you said, Sophie,
and
you can
I
get...
was like, oh, I might as well get mine done as art.
No, that's a lie. That's a tell the truth what actually happened.
I was getting my eyelashes done. I said, I'm getting my eyelashes done. He said, oh, pretty please, can I get mine done?
What does it involve?
Is there any treatment that I can?
What does it involve? Why would one tint one's eyebrows?
So basically you don't have to wear mascara. So essentially Jamie's wearing mascara. But you know, each their own, he looks quite pretty.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast.
Do you know I was in Portugal?
Listen, I was just doing our intro.
I was in Lisbon. And I was going around, and obviously whenever you go into a shop or a restaurant there, they say you have to wear mascara.
What do you mean you have to wear mascara?
And I thought this is getting a bit out of hand, this coronavirus restrictions. But actually, in Portuguese, mascara means mask.
Did you quickly get Zoe's mascara and put it on?
I was like, fine, if I must. But
you'd have fitted right in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives on the podcast. My girlfriend, Sophie Haboo.
Hello.
So, Sophie, what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
Yeah, we meant to do the podcast in the studio and Soph can do it.
What happened was Jamie just doesn't ever tell me anything until like 5 minutes before, and I had a doctor's appointment.
Oh, so when he was arranging it with us, he hadn't even spoken to you?
No, this is quite a common occurrence. Well,
hang on a second, this is another lie. I had arranged it with you, but Sophie assumed that we were doing it in the studio, but in fact we weren't doing it.
You said you were really busy at 11.
Yeah, you were busy at 11.
She could talk for herself, can't she?
I had an appointment that had been booked for a very long time, and Jamie didn't give me enough notice.
At what time was the appointment?
11.
11, okay, so, and I suppose 9:30 was too early.
No, because she came back from the gym, if you really want to hear. So all of the listeners, we had organised to record this.
No, we hadn't organised it. Jamie said about 3 days ago, do you want to do the podcast with me? Didn't even tell me what day. And then I got back from gym, he was like, we've got to go now. I was like, well, no.
And then listen, Sophie and I are now living together, right? And I would say it's pretty successful.
Were you planning on doing that before the pandemic, or was it like a, you know...
What do you think, Sophie?
It was half.
Did you get to know each other over the pandemic, and then you thought,
oh, did we? Yeah. I got to know him.
No, well, I got to know you as well.
I got all the good and I got all the bad.
Well, I got all the good and I got all the bad as well. I got mostly bad.
I think that was mostly good on my side. But
did you have any fights?
We had this one moment. So we went into lockdown, as you know, and Sophie and I went to the countryside to stay right next to my mum's house because we We want
you,
to
you want your mummy?
Yeah.
Jamie does call his mum about 10 times a day. It's very sweet.
Why is that like a criticism?
How do I like boil pasta? Oh, better call mum. I'm like, I can tell you, or just Google it.
But how is that you turn that compliment into
do
a
you know
criticism?
What? I think it's quite sweet. 32-year-old calling your mum.
31. I'm 31. So I'm 31.
You are, but weeks away from being 32. So
yeah, so are you, big guy. So are you. But anyway, so Sophie and I go down to the countryside. We are staying near my mum's house. We wanted to do it because we were like, oh, let's get out of London. Let's be in the countryside, all these different things. And obviously being in the countryside, being on lockdown, there wasn't anything to do apart from eating. So we ate a lot of food.
I discovered I liked rice a lot.
Oh, yeah, rice. Rice is delicious.
Delicious.
Delicious. So underrated. I never used to eat it.
Great when you want like 2,000 of something.
Yeah. Anyway.
Great when you want a bulk.
That's who is it? Mitch Hedberg's joke.
But it's too funny. So Sophie got really into rice and ice cream. She got really into it.
Yeah. I bonded with ice cream.
Anyway,
every night
I was sitting in. I was sitting.
I had a tiramisu every day.
Such a rogue choice. You may as well have had a trifle.
No, because
you like the 1960s and tiramisu.
For some reason, but the thing is, okay, so I'd have dinner, and then like probably like 10 in the evening, I'd be like, oh god, I need something sweet. I'm so hungry. But then the only place, there's loads of Italian places. I don't know if you guys have realised this, but in Notting Hill, there's loads of Italian, you know, there's the Italian quarter, the sort of Italian street.
We haven't discovered this
and
yet.
There's, so basically, you go on Deliveroo and it's just all this Italian food, which is really delicious. But then the main dessert that they sell is tiramisu. But then obviously if you're only ordering pudding, you know, there's a minimum order before you know, so you don't pay the delivery charge, on delivery premium. So I had to order like 3 tiramisus, and then I eat them all.
Tiramisus. Why are you saying it? Tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu sounds like a little man. Yeah. Came around, and then
Tiramisu.
It's not tiramisu.
Yeah, it is.
Tiramisu. Not tiramisu.
Well, I don't think that's even how it is. You're not Italian, are you?
We'll do it in your Italian accent then. Go on.
Tiramisu.
It sounds like you're talking to someone.
Behave. Tiramisu.
Sounds like an order, yeah. Tiramisu.
Jamie and I went for dinner last night and he asked for a Timothy Collins.
A what?
Yeah. He had these.
Is that a Tom Collins?
Yeah, I didn't know what the drink was, but Soph and our friends.
Well, you drank enough of them.
Okay, well, yeah, let's get into that then, shall we? So Soph and I went for dinner last night with a couple of friends. Because they just had a new baby and we wanted to congratulate them and all these different things. And I didn't know...
Who had a baby?
A friend of us. And
who's that?
A person called Lil and Rupert. Oh. Yeah. And Sophie and our friend, they order a Tom Collins. I don't know what a Tom Collins is.
Where did you go to dinner?
Went to the River Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like you're questioning whether we went for dinner.
Well, no, I was just I was questioning where you went for dinner.
Old tiramisu over there doesn't believe that we went for dinner.
Your goal back.
No, I have to say I haven't had a tiramisu in
in how long?
A long time now, because obviously I was away in Lisbon, and do you know, I didn't even eat that many pastis de nata there, because I felt like a bit fat when I got there, so I didn't want to...
You didn't want to indulge too much.
Last time I was there in January, when I was competing in the European Championship, I narrowly missed out, I lost by a whisker in the European Championship in the first round.
This is jiu-jitsu tournament.
But in the first round. But the point I was making is that I was in great shape then, and then I had 34 pastis de nata over 4 days.
Wait, what is a pastis de nata?
You must know this. The Portuguese little...
Custard tart.
Oh, those were... Francis, you introduced me. They're delicious.
They are frighteningly delicious.
They're so delicious. I had 34, because you could get them on Deliveroo.
You love dessert Deliveroo.
And also because he has the premium and he doesn't pay delivery charge. He loves it.
I don't pay any delivery charges.
He loves it.
But the beautiful thing about it is that, I mean, Deliveroo really should be paying me. But the beautiful thing about it is that you can order, you know, from multiple places. Because you didn't pay the delivery charge, you can order like a few different things.
He's obsessed with not paying the delivery charge.
How much is it, by the way? £2.50?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, but I know. But I'm saying, like, if you order from like 3 different places, that's like
you're saving
£7.50,
and that's a couple of natty testers. What are they called?
Natty testers
or tiramisu?
No, that's a whole tiramisu or a whole box of pastis de nata.
God, it's a steal.
So anyway, as we were saying, Sophie and I have moved in with each other. Soph, can I ask you a question? Do you, what is it like living with me?
It's quite nice.
The bathroom's always God, busy,
yeah.
Isn't it?
No, don't say, oh, yeah.
It's actually really upsetting because I really love this apartment and I just think it's so clean and nice. And you do, without being really crude, you do ruin the bathroom.
What do you think about him, Jamie, basically doxing your address by posting that thing? You know, you posted that picture.
I posted a picture. So basically in one of the bathrooms, I have a great view of the road that we live on.
I won't say the road.
Yeah, probably can guess. Anyway, I was sitting in the bathroom and it was out the window and I took a photo and said, my view of the street. And slowly, everyone started commenting saying, I know where you live. And then Francis then replied saying, do you want everyone to know where you live?
And I said, why don't you just post your address?
Yeah. And so then suddenly everyone realised where we live. But I don't think that's a problem. I don't mind if people know where I live.
I kind of do.
What are they going to do? They're not going to come up here.
Well, Jamie, let's not forget that there was someone who was trying to buy Sophie's underwear.
Who was trying to buy your underwear?
Well, I thought that...
Is that Caesar's been fooled? Yeah. Whoa, not me.
Jamie said that someone sent you a message asking to buy your workout.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Oh, yeah, my sweaty workout clothes. Yeah, I've had quite a few of those.
Yes.
My socks.
So they could come and wait outside and say, look, give me your workout clothes.
Oh, God. So, look what position you put me in.
Have you ever been tempted about selling your dirty underwear or dirty jumpers?
Yeah, all the time. Actually, this one time.
No, but be totally honest. If someone said to you, here's £20,000 and you just
Jamie always does this. Jamie, we like walk past and he's like, how much would I have to pay you to eat that whole tub of butter? I'm like, you freak.
I said this to Sophie. Okay, Francis, okay, here we go. And to all the listeners, you understand this. I said to Sophie, we were walking through a supermarket and we were talking about what we're going to eat this evening. And I said to Sophie, how much would I have to give you to eat this whole pot of mayonnaise? So this whole pot of mayonnaise.
I'm vegan, so obviously that touched a nerve.
She's vegan. It touched a little bit of nerve.
No, but you could get vegan mayonnaise.
It wasn't. It
was full pasteurized egg yolk mayonnaise.
Yeah, it was full in there. And I said to Soph, she's like, so how much would it take for me if you eat it? And she's like, I wouldn't. I said, if I give you £15,000, would you eat it? She said no. I was like, what do you mean £15,000 to eat a pot of mayonnaise and you're saying no?
I really hate mayonnaise.
Actually, do you want to hear something quite dark?
Yeah, bring it home.
So over lockdown, someone messaged Zoe on Instagram.
Zoe is Francis' girlfriend.
And someone said basically, hi, I'm messaging because someone... so basically, I've worked with this agency and they asked me to get in touch with you. And they have an interested buyer... And they would like to buy one of your eggs.
What?
And they'd be willing to pay £50,000.
Oh my gosh, that's really scary. That's like something out of Desperate Housewives.
I honestly think Sophie would consider it. I think.
No, I absolutely wouldn't.
No, because if you think about it, like, you know, with like DNA, what's it called, 23andMe, ancestry, eventually your like random baby would be able to find
it. Yeah, but see, this is the thing.
Also, like, you've got a child out there, like, with your DNA.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's
no,
that.
No,
yeah,
that's my...
How dark is that? Like, in the middle of, like, the lockdown, obviously, like, trying to, like, and the girl who got in touch said that she'd done it 11 times.
No, you're lying.
She must be making
a killing. Yeah, absolutely smashed it.
She made, like, £500,000.
She has 11 kids just roaming around.
Yeah, exactly. In China or Saudi Arabia or Africa, you know.
She made £500,000 by selling eggs.
But so what I find is, like, obviously there are some people who can't have children, mm-hmm. right? So they want to have a donated egg. But they're going after like models because they want really they want beautiful babies.
They want the good looking genes.
God, that's actually really disturbing,
isn't it? Or it might be just be like, you know, maybe they can have children, but they just want beautiful. But they're not.
It's like designer babies, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is a designer baby? I'm one of those.
Well, you can choose.
I'm a designer baby.
You think your mum chose?
Yeah, she did. She chose me. She chose everything about me.
She wanted you.
She chose honestly. I'm a designer baby. I am. I honestly am. Ask my mum. Look, I'll phone my mum up now and ask if I'm a designer baby. Here we go. You ready? Just to watch this. Here we go very quickly. I'm going to phone her up.
What do you think a designer baby is?
She chose what I wanted to be like. Here we go. Ringing my mum.
Hello, Jumbo.
Hello, mama. Hey, Mike, just a quick question for you. Isn't it true that I was a designer baby?
What?
That you chose all of my looks, my height, everything. You designed me.
Are you doing a podcast?
yeah, we are. Yeah, you're on with Sophie and Francis. I'm just trying to prove that I was a designer.
Yeah, but you were a designer baby, but weirdly, I got the wrong package.
Okay, all right. So you didn't get Piers Brosnan, really.
You got ripped off.
No, I asked for Keanu Reeves. I don't understand.
You asked for Keanu Reeves?
That's yes, the one you wanted. Sensitive, dark haired.
Complete opposite, you know.
Yeah.
They just said the wrong baby. Oh. They said Boris Johnson crossed with Woody Harrelson. Yeah.
Boris Johnson crossed with Woody Harrelson.
Genius. That's so
funny. Okay, love you.
Love you more.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Vinny. Oh, fooled out right there. Also, just to really do a real callback, Sophie did say that I call my mum a lot. Just called her on the podcast while we're...
It doesn't even take a second thought. It's like, oh, cool, mum.
Yeah.
Speed dial.
It's amazing how quickly she picked up.
Yeah.
And as well, do you hear the tone? Hello, Jampot. Because she's probably already called her about 6 times today. It's only 10 a.m.
How many times have you called her already this morning?
Spoken to her 3 times.
Are you serious?
Like, that was the third time. That was the third. But it's not. It's because, look, there's lots of reasons that I speak to my mum. It's because I had to organise something.
She's wonderful as well.
Yeah, and I had to organise something today, and then we had to organise something later, and we possibly go into the country this weekend to visit her.
Isn't she busy? I thought she plays a lot of golf.
She plays a lot of golf, and that's pretty much it. But she's, you know... don't forget the tennis. She plays a lot of tennis and golf, but you know, she's in her 60s. She can do that. She gets to relax and hang out and just chill. But so if your mum is kind of the same, your mum is younger than my mum, but she kind of plays tennis and hangs out and things like that as well. I think when you get to a certain age, you're able to do that.
Well, I mean, you can do that at any age.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
You do a lot of golf and tennis, actually, come to think about it.
Well, I don't do that much.
What did you do yesterday?
I played golf yesterday. I played golf. No, it wasn't yesterday.
Sophie, Jamie's always giving it that, like he's really busy and...
Playing golf.
Busy would you say that Jamie is actually in real life?
Not so busy since lockdown. But before then, you were quite all right there. But now, come to think about it, I'm like, what were you doing? What were all those meetings? You just went riding on your scooter pretended you were at meetings.
What, you think I just went on my scooter and just rode around London all day and then came back and said, that was
when
a busy
when I got an acai bowl.
No.
And I was up, now I can go home. No. I had a really important meeting.
No, that's complete bullshit. I was incredibly busy. Since lockdown, yeah, it hasn't been as fruitful, but that's...
Now he just dyes his eyelashes, pampers himself.
Yeah. Right, we've got to that moment, Francis. We need to have the question of the week.
Oh, okay. The question of the week. Here we go.
Typing it in, asking the computer to give himself a question.
No, I'm just going into my notes.
By the way, to all of our listeners, I feel like we're going to change up the format. And I think we should go to stories that are either true or false. I think we should change up a format at some point.
What do you mean, change our stories?
Well, I think we've done question of the week for 100...
You just asked them to do questions.
No, I know, but we've done the question of the week. This is the 180th episode that we've done of Private Parts. Now, that's not including bonus episodes. And I feel like we, at this point, should change the format a little bit and add something new in. So I think it's time to do it. But apart from this week, we're going to do...
What are you adding this...
I don't know, not this week, but next episode, we're going to have something new.
What's the idea?
It's going to be true or false stories.
Well, I think people just like the old format.
Nah, well, let's ask them. Hey, to all of you listeners who are listening right now, if you want to hear a new format, why don't you...
Hey, Jamie, look, don't change a winning team.
Well, okay, so what's the question of the week, Francis?
All right, here's a question. In 1930s London, what did they do with babies?
In 1930s London, what did they do with babies? Sophie, as our guest, you get to go first.
Well, that's quite a broad question. What do you mean? They swung them around? They looked after them. They breastfed them.
Would they still do that in 19...
Yeah, yeah, obviously they still do that, all right, which they would never do now.
Okay, right. they use them...
Sold them.
Oh, I know. They use them to get money, the beggars.
Oh.
No, they still do that now.
Okay, all right. They use them to wipe sides.
I can't. Francis, with the question, wait, so you'll give an answer, then you'll say, no, it's not that.
They fed them whiskey to stop them crying.
They still do that now.
No, Francis, stop.
All right, okay, I'll keep going.
I'll make the question a bit more.
Yeah, easy. Go on. Help me.
Where did they keep babies in the 1930s?
In their beds, in a cot, in a sink. They slept in the sink.
Now that's your answer.
That's
sink?
Your answer,
Jamie.
What's final
yours?
Answer.
Okay, my answer. Where do they keep babies? I think they kept babies in the chimney. I think they kept them in the chimney.
Why would they keep them in the chimney?
What? So they're all sooty and dusty?
Yeah, sooty. Sooty. They're all sooty and...
Dermis sooty.
All right, that's the answer. So in the chimney and in the sink. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of part one. But stick around for part two, where we're going to be still talking to Miss Sophie Abu. See you in a jiffy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.